Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for the needle artist.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm excited. You know, we'll get to the needle part in a bit. I'm excited. Going to record next week with Ellie for the Artist Nook.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do our first one, just going to be Ellie and me talking. And then our first show is going to be her art teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be interested to talk to him because art teachers who, they teach art, obviously. But then you know that behind the scenes, there's always like some incredibly creative artist.
Yeah.
And so I'm anxious to get into that because I remember our band director he was just our band director, just a teacher. And then one day we heard him practicing his trumpet. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
And then that's when we learned that he was some well-known, brilliant jazz trumpeter. And, of course, that was before we had the internet or anything like that, so you didn't have a way of looking that stuff up. But, I remember just walking by, and you could hear it coming down the hall. Who is that? Because we knew nobody could play like that in the band. And, so I'm always curious about these creative teachers and what they can, what they do in their own time. And so I'll be interested to hear what he has to say. And I'm looking forward to doing that because it's going to be, when we first talked about it, I was thinking painting, drawing, cause that's the kind of thing Ellie does. And I thought, all right, I'm just going to be a dumb guy riding along here. What do I know? But then I thought, wait a minute, I've done a few photography things. Mm-hmm. And so that fits in. And, all kinds of things. So looking forward to getting started with Ellie on that, the Artist Nook. And that'll be the address, the website, theartistnook.com.
So, right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking while we were down at Sassy Jack's, those pictures, those photographs that she has hanging there in the front, you ought to ask her who those, she has to have connections with that guy.
Yeah, because whoever that is does some really nice nature photography. Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that. We're going to get that going here in the next couple weeks. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Ellie.
Yeah, she's excited.
Yeah, what the logo, what you said, she knocked that out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then we were going for a walk, and you were texting. I guess she had just sent the logo to you, and you texted her back while we were on our walk and said that it was fantastic. And she was all smiling and texting me back. And I go, who are you texting? And she goes, my new best friend, Gary Parr. So anyways, and I said, well, what are you texting about? And she goes, the logo. I sent him the logo. And then she showed me, I didn't even know that you asked her to do the logo. And I go, wow, that's good, Ellie. And she goes, it only took me 5 minutes. I was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah, well, I thought, okay, now I got to come up with a logo, and I'm no artist, and the Fiber Talk one, that was pretty straightforward, a microphone and the word Fiber Talk. But I thought, we got to have something a little artsy, and I thought, oh, geez, now I got to come up with a logo. And then it was like, you idiot, at the other end is an artist, user. And, and then, of course, for her, it's not even, it's just quick and dirty, so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so, so Keith and Ellie were at Sassy Jack's for the weekend, Bristol Sampler, and Margaret came along. And now we're in a hotel in Louisville because on the way home, I have to stop for a conference for the paying job. So we're in a hotel in Louisville today, and then the conference starts tonight and tomorrow, and then we go home Wednesday. And, if you hear any loud noise, it's because mufflers are apparently optional in Louisville. we're third floor on a busy street, and, it's been every now and then. Yep. So if you hear that, I'm not editing that out. It's going to be ambiance. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was a fun weekend. We met a lot of people, learned a lot, did a lot. There's nine videos that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were busy.
Yeah, and I feel like we covered a wide range of topics. I mean, we did our goofball stuff, you know, entertaining stuff. But there was a lot of a wide range of topics on all of the videos. But, you know, the one that I enjoyed the most here this morning were the people themselves telling us why they, you know, what kind of what their experience was during the weekend. So I encourage everybody to at least watch that one. You should watch all of them because it's all good fun in all of them, and you'll learn something, because we did get technical and tell a lot about what we were told by Claudia Dutcher Kistler this weekend. But that was all good fun, and I really enjoyed, you know, the people talking about what their experience was, because that's, you know, impartial. We can tell you, oh, it's fabulous, come down here. But when it's really from the people that are there doing it just besides us, it really hits home with how wonderful the experience was. And it truly, truly was a wonderful experience, top to bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really well done. Well organized. Yeah. I mean, Kim had it together. Kim and all, well, it wasn't just Kim either.
No.
All of her, all the people who worked there at the shop, and her husband, Emmett, Elliot, what? Everett. Jeez.
<I've> got, thanks, Martha. Got, yeah, Everett. What a nice guy he is.
Yeah, he's terrific, yeah. Oh, and I'll put up a picture of a gallows that he made to hang Bethia, because that's a reversible sampler and from Hands Across the Sea. And Kim had that framed, so you can, there's glass on both sides. And he made a piece to hang it, so it's on a swivel. Mm-hmm. So you can see that from both sides, and I took pictures of both sides. And he was telling me that he had his drawing, and he must at Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever he was at to get materials. And he had his drawing, and he said somebody saw it and just gave him a look like, "What are you making?" And because it really does look like a hangman gallows, but, and it's heavy duty. It's like out of 4x4 wood. So it was, you know, you can imagine a drawing. What are you doing there, buddy? But yeah, he's built a lot of things in the shop there that make it function and make it store things better. And so I'll put up a picture of that, because that's a neat way to show that giant reversible sampler. Yeah.
Yeah. What a just a genuinely nice down home guy he is. You just want to hug him almost. He's so nice. But I'll tell you what was the funniest part of Everett this weekend, my recollections of it, was when you and Elizabeth's husband that was sitting in close to us in front of you, more in front of you than me, and her husband and you and Everett were all standing behind me, like doing the mm-hmm, yep, you know, men talk. And
I know, I felt bad because we were doing it right behind you, and I thought, oh, we really should try and move here.
I didn't care. I was just cracking up because it was like King of the Hill. Did you ever watch that show, King
no.
of the Hill?
No.
Well, it was like that. Anybody that watched King of the Hill, and they're all standing, Boomhauer and all of them standing back there, talk with their beer talking, except there wasn't any beer. But the yep, golly. That's what it was back and forth between the three of you. I was laughing because of that in my head. But anyway, when Elizabeth's husband said, I think he asked if Everett was my husband. I don't know. He asked something, and Everett goes, no, I belong to Kim. And I thought, wasn't that sweet how he belonged to Kim, and he does. And boy, golly, he really has done a lot of good work in that shop. But just really touched my heart when he said that. I want to just like go, oh, you sweet thing. But anyway, so.
Yep.
And he recognized my voice when I walked in one evening. Yeah. He goes, Kim goes, well, you got to recognize her, right? And he goes, is that Vonna? And then I was like, yeah, it is Vonna. Nice to meet you. But anyway, so yeah, what a sweet man. Just a general down to earth, sweet, hardworking guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you get that a lot doing podcasts, is I recognize the voice. And
yeah,
it happens a lot.
And boy, boy, I didn't know that you looked like that. I had that one time this weekend. And I was like, oh gosh, is that bad or good?
Yes, good or bad. Yeah. I try every day.
That's right. But anyways,
yeah.
Yeah, really, really great weekend. Really fun.
Yeah, we meet a lot of people. I want to make sure to mention Millie Haar, H-A-A-R, her address, Millie, I-E-H-A-A-R, @gmail.com. Faith in Stitches gave me, it was very nice of her, gave me a box of, six or eight blank greeting cards, beautiful cards. And they have her designs on them, samplers, religious. It's Faith in Stitches, so Christian designs. And just some really nice work. And I asked if she had the designs done, and she said no. She'd done them on graph paper by hand, but that she had just learned how to use software. And they're just real nice designs. And the first one, that was that one on top, I want to stitch that. So if you know Millie, Faith in Stitches, Millie Haar, pressure her to use that software and get these things charted so people can stitch them, because they're very nice. And she, she was hunting me down because was a neighbor, did you say?
Yeah, it was a neighbor, man, I felt like, from South Africa.
Yes, it was from South Africa, that part I remembered, who was wanting to learn how to, wanted her to teach him how to stitch, and was hesitant because men, you know, don't stitch. And so she wanted my picture to show him that, yes, male types do stitch. Yes. So, Millie needs to get these things charted so people can stitch them because they're very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And
they were.
Who else did we meet? Most bizarre. We were standing at the banding table, the banding hutch. Yeah. Where Kim had, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
But you were telling me about this, was her last name Green?
Yes, Janice Green.
Yeah.
She sent me a picture around last Christmas, because if I remember right, it has Belschnickel Santas in the picture along with these spools. And she had done red work, band sampler type things on banding and had wrapped them around spools. And I had never seen that before. I guess as in my research, I have found that, you know, there's lots of those floating around, but I had never seen it before. And she did them all in red because she loves red work, and had taken the banding and wrapped it around an antique textile spool. And it was just beautiful. And we were talking about her. And shortly after I was telling Gary, her name is Janice Green, blah, 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 blah. This lady came up to me and said, Vonna, I am so glad I came and got to meet you. And she wasn't in the class. She was just had come to buy some stuff. And it was Janice Green. And she said, I'm Janice. And I go, are you Janice Green? And she said, yeah. And I was like, my gosh, 15 seconds ago, I was just telling Gary about you. Like,
and it was no exaggeration. It was literally 15 seconds. And she walked up and she wasn't there for the event at all. She just was in the shop. I still can't believe that happened.
I know. I couldn't either.
Yeah.
And I was so dumbstruck, remember, because I could hardly even talk and I was staring at her. And I think that made her uncomfortable because she goes, well, I'm going to leave. I'll leave you alone. And I said, no, you can't leave without me hugging you. Remember, I hugged her.
I do.
And then
maybe
then
it was the drooling that made
more.
Her uncomfortable. You think?
Yeah, maybe it was that. Or yeah, it might have been the drooling.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't let her out till she got a hug out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like unreal. And there's was a lot of people that I think that was there that was not associated with the class that had come on Saturday. That was Saturday, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that had come on Saturday to shop and had met and had said something to you or I, and I can't remember names. I'm not good with names. Are you good with names?
No, I'm terrible.
I'm not either. Yeah. And I can't, I get like Instagram handles and names mixed up. But anyways, if you met me or if you met me at the class and you want to be my friend, or I would really like it if people would email me to kind of like straighten me out on what your name was and remind me who you were and where I
was. Or to just straighten you out, you know, just straighten you out would help. Yeah.
Yeah, straighten me out would be great. Yeah. But yeah, I had a really great time. Lots of nice people I met.
Yep.
And I know you did too. He comes in late on Friday because he had to do a paying job deal on Friday afternoon when the class, right before, well, it was, you came like what, 2 or 3 hours after the class started. And I was just sitting in our bad boy corner where we were supposed to sit. And Gary comes in and sits down, talks, you know, we had met before then. It wasn't the first time I laid eyes on him. And then he
She was over the initial shock.
So yeah, I was over the initial shock. No, it was just like we'd known each other. I didn't even feel like this is the first time I've ever met you. I didn't feel like that. Did you?
No. Well, how many hundreds of hours have we talked? Yeah.
Right. There's no secrets between us. So anyways, but Gary comes in and then he started working the room, working all these lady friends.
But it is fun because this is the third time I've been there for an event, and several of them have been there each time. Rachel and Elizabeth and Kim Klein, she was there the last time, and several others. And, you know, and it is hard for me to remember names. And then, like, I'll do that, and then now here I'm in Louisville, and so I'll meet a whole other group of people and, for work. And, yeah, it's hard for me to keep track. But, yeah, it's good to see so many people, and boy, they show up for those things, and it's great because it's some amazing talent. That
just inspirational. That's the one thing that I love about going to situation classes or retreats or whatever, is just the sheer amount of inspiration you get from other people. You know, people will say, "Oh, I'm not talented. I don't know what I'm doing," and that's just a lie, because there is not anybody out there that I have ever met in needlework, CrossFit, whatever you want to fill in the blank, where I have not come away completely inspired by them. Every person, you know, like, you know, the Har, what was her name? The card lady?
Har? Oh, Millie Har. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Millie Har. What an inspiration that was with her car, you know, doing doing the designs themselves, but then making cards out of them.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's great. And then the ladies in front of me, Sherry Jones and Tori Thornberry. I can remember that because of the wild thornberries. But anyways, but it's Thornbury, I think, B-U-R-Y. Anyways, Tori and Sherry Jones in front of us, those ladies have gone all over. They make the rounds from what I understand. And that little squirrel over one on 46 count. There's a video on it. People go watch that video. It's just me talking about it. And Sherry standing there, she didn't want to be on video, but anyways.
Yeah, that was really funny. Cause Sherry, I'm not being on camera. No way. So you just took that squirrel, that little disc squirrel thing. And we did a video. Yeah. But that is, you know, squirrels are yard rats to me, but that's the Bristol School squirrel symbol. Yeah. And she did that over one and then made a little disc out of it, finished it with a cloth tape around the edges. And then on the back is a laundry marker cloth with her initials on it. And I didn't know you could buy those.
A French monogram, a French laundry label or laundry tag. You can find them on Etsy. A matter of fact, would you be interested to know that I went on there and I thought, you know, VP, they won't have the initials VP. Guess what?
They do.
Yep.
Look at you.
But I think I can make those on my embroidery machine.
Oh, I bet you could.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that I'm just going to make us, you and I, some on my embroidery
machine. Oh, I'll bet you could. Because that thing would just crank them out, wouldn't it? And just cut them and you're good to go.
Yeah. I think I can float, you know, they call that floating. I think I can float ribbon, because the ribbon was kind of like just a regular satin looking ribbon.
Oh, was it? I thought it was more of a cotton.
It looked like a cotton twill type stuff.
Yeah.
But think about that. I got cotton twill from Sassy Jack's this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to make you and I some.
Well, that'd be cool.
Off my embroidery machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it won't be vintage, but or French. It'll be redneck Hoosier lad.
Oh, but there, you know, there's some character there. I mean, that's culture right there. So
that's right. life.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that last night before I fell asleep. I thought, you know what? I bet you I could make those on my embroidery machine.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, what an inspiration those two ladies were. And then Elizabeth,
yep.
She was inspirational to me because she had purchased the, before you came on Friday, she had talked to me about the Hardwick Manor Fanny frame.
Yes.
And she had purchased one that day. And she was showing me, I did not go with the, even with the inkling thought that I was going to purchase a fanny frame. And she was showing me hers and doing all the specs and here you can move it up and down and look at this, Vonna, and I already wrapped it and look at that and look at this. You can set it on the table. And I was like, okay, sold. I went down and bought one 15 minutes later. So thank you, Elizabeth. Keith, thanks you too. Let's see who else. Oh, the ladies in the back, the Tennessee ladies, Judy Hall.
Yep.
And that's Holland House Gifts. She, Nicola did a video with her. We were going to, but we never really got around to showing. But you can look at it on Nicola. She finished Sarah B. Several beautiful, huge samplers she did. And when I say she's like my stitch idol, she has been for years because I followed her blog. And when I said that the other day on my Instagram, she was shocked. And it's like, why are you shocked? You, I mean, you do. And she goes, I just make X's. Well, that's all I do, too. And but she does it in a style and in a manner and follow through that I necessarily don't have. So she really inspires me a lot. And then Betty was sitting next to her, and that's all their stitch group. So Betty, Melissa Gay, and Debbie, they're all in the same stitch group from Tennessee. And Melissa Gay is the one that was with, and Debbie also did a video with Nicola. Because Nicola, I guess they had met before in other classes there, or was it in the attic? I know they were in the attic too. So
I think yes to both. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. What an inspiring group. There was just so many people. Everybody there was inspiring to me. Lots of very accomplished needle women. So
yeah, that was the other part. Yeah. Yeah. There's plenty of talent in that room.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because for those who don't know, we did 9 videos through the weekend, and they're all on our YouTube channel. But then for the Sunday show, what I did at WeTalkFiber.com is I put them all on one page. So you can go to WeTalkFiber.com, and all 9 of them are right there. You can just watch them there if you want. And then I put links to Claudia Dutcher's site and 2 or 3 other Bristol Sampler related sites so that you can have those resources handy right there. But all of that at WeTalkFiber.com. And so, yeah, it made it a one-stop thing on that page. But then if you want to go to our YouTube channel, they're all there too, either way. Yeah. And I really appreciate all the, you know, all the kind words we got at Kim's and that we've received before and since. People, really several, many, many people appreciative of what we're doing, you and me and all of our guests and Arlene and Debbie with the podcast, and people talking about how much they've learned, even if they aren't interested in a technique that we're talking about, and enjoying listening to us. And it's just really... It makes it worthwhile to know so many people are getting something out of these shows and enjoying them. So,
yeah, because it's a lot of time. I mean, I just show up and talk, and I'm really good at talking, but that's the one thing in life I know I'm very good at. But, and it might not mean, I don't mean that that I'm good at it in a good way. I mean, I can just flap my jack, but, Gary spends a lot of time. I mean, so many hours and minutes in creating out lists on what we're going to talk about or subjects that we might talk about. A lot of times, Gary and I don't follow the lists, however.
A lot of times?
Yeah.
That would be like all the time.
Yeah, we don't follow the list. But Gary spends a lot of time on making lists. He spends a lot of time on editing and enhancing and making collecting pictures and making the videos. And, you know, so kudos, the majority of the kudos should go to you, because you make Fiber Talk what it is. And I'm just happy that you want me to be around. I mean, honestly, I mean that. I mean, I'm just lucky, because I get to feed my soul and my inspiration, you know, for my own stitching. And I've just grown so much in the last year because of Fiber Talk. And so, and I think that that's what resonates with everybody. You know, we all can grow and learn, and have done so because of all the time that you spend. So,
yeah.
Yay, Gary.
Well, yeah. Thanks. That's nice. And I am glad to hear it, and I'm glad to do it, because people are enjoying it and getting something out of it. And here we are, 25 minutes in. This show is sponsored by Sassy Jacks, too. But no, there'll be no word from Kim, because we're just talking about Sassy Jacks in general. So, but we appreciate that, because, you know, our sponsors make this possible to keep it going. And so that's, you know, support them. As you were saying in the some of the videos, when it came to a product, call Kim. Just call Kim. But,
yeah, just call her.
Yeah. And, you know, and as always, Fiber Talk made me buy it. Get you off the hook. We know that. Hey, so I learned something about banding. Like I said, third time I've been to the shop, and she's had this hutch full of banding sitting in the front. I think it was in the back one time. But anyway, and I never got what that was. It was like, okay, what is this banding? You know, what do you do with it? And, then you said that to get the variety that she has, that's not something that's regularly available. It's something she brought from Europe or ordered.
From Europe? I don't know. It's from Europe. Did she bring it? I don't know if she went and got it. I didn't, like, you know, I didn't tell her. Ask her, you know, interrogate her, where did she get it? But I know it's from Europe. And it's fine banding. Beautiful banding. All different colors, all different widths. All different edges. Some have edgings on them. Some do not have edgings on them. They were just gorgeous. And I got to looking at the tags, because each one of them has a maker's label on the roll of banding. And I got to looking at the tags. And then I went home and I started one night to the hotel. And I started, like, Googling that banding, because I'd written it down. That name that on from the tag, and that's all from all of it's from Europe. So, anyways, so here I want to know this: was there that much in that hutch from every time you've gone?
Well, certainly the last time. I can't speak for the time before, but certainly the last time, and because I remember mentally noting, what would you do with this stuff? You know, the word banding does not suggest an application. And then I saw, obviously, you can stitch on it, but for what? And all I could think of was you could make bell pulls out of it, which would be nice, especially if you did a reversible stitching. You could make a bell pull that would be interesting on both sides. But then now I am owner of two lengths of banding, because you came up with this idea. Well, I got it from Janet, right? And then
from Janet Green, yeah.
Yeah, and then put your own little modification on it. So what we're both doing is taking borders and letters from Bristol samplers and going to just fill up a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that great? And we learned that in what kind of made it click with me is I was listening. Okay, so I had it on my head that I wanted some of this banding, right? And before I ever went down to Sassy Jacks, I wrote in my calendar on the side notes where it has a place to write notes, banding. So I knew I was going to get some, and that's all thanks to Janice Green. But I had it in my mind that I was going to do there's a designer from the UK, Carol Ridyard, who is iStitch Designs, and she does a stitch along beginning in January every year for, I think it's 28 weeks out of the year. How many weeks are in a year? 52 weeks, right? Is in a year.
Right. Yes. Every time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know I'm silly sometimes. Anyways, I think it goes for 28 or 30 weeks, this stitch along where she sends out a snippet and a lot of people stitch them on the band.
Well, somebody had one of those that they showed in the show and tell a band.
Yeah, Melissa,
where they, yeah, they said every week, and if you stay on top of it, you end up with a piece. But obviously, if you get behind, if it's every week, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. It was white with like a Delft blue thread.
Right. Yeah. That was Melissa Gay. That was the one that was
hers?
Out on
okay.
the table. Right.
Yeah.
And then there was a lady that stood up, the casket lady. She stood up and had one finished from this year, and she did hers, I think, in red.
Yeah.
And
it was beautiful.
It was rolled up on the spool. Well, anyway, so Janice Green did that, and I don't know if hers were eye stitch design. One stitch along pieces, which you can get those people from iStitch Design as PDF downloads, FYI. And anyways, so as I was, you know, as I want to do, because, you know, I just do not have any projects to stitch, I sit and like dream up all these things that I should stitch or need to stitch or whatever. And as I was, we were driving down to Tennessee, I thought, you know, I have all these Bristol samplers because I fell in love with them in February. And since then I've come to own like 15 samplers and added to it this weekend. And I thought, you know, I'm not ever going to be able to stitch these huge Bristol samplers, all of them. But this banding idea would be a great idea where I can just do a line. You know, you can get a line. You saw that what I got done in the car yesterday.
Yeah.
That was pretty quick. And, so I'm stitching it over one. My banding, I think, is 28 count banding, and I'm just using DMC 498, and I'm taking I'm starting with a small alphabet. So I'm doing an alphabet now over one, and then I'll go to like lines so the marking lines that are in, and I'll pull from different Bristol samplers and just make my own. And as we learned this week from Claudia, or on Saturday from Claudia, Bristol sampler stitchers, girls and boys, would start out with a defined piece of cloth and they would hem it and then just start stitching and fill up every available space on that cloth. And so that's kind of like what we're doing then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And so, yeah. So you're doing yours in red.
Yeah.
And I'm doing mine in blue cause I got a banding that has some blue striping on each side. And, yeah, I haven't started mine, but because I was watching football games in the car, not stitching. But, yeah, so I'm going to get started. I'm excited because it's a simple thing. Mm-hmm. And then in one of the videos, somebody had asked how we were going to hold them while we stitched. And you said a hoop, and I said Q-snaps. But then when I saw how you had it in your hoop, because I was concerned about side tension, but it looks like that's a non-issue. So I'm just going to use a hoop, and I'm not going to haul Q-snaps around because that's going to be my travel project now.
I will say I am so impressed with my hardwood hoop. I mean, I didn't have one. I got it like at Christmas time, and I never used it. And but I, you know, I had it, and I wrapped it and all that stuff, and I never really tried it. I maybe did like one small ornament on it or something, but I am really kind of – that just makes stitching more mobile, on the go type thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I need that in my life. And so, yeah, I just tried it last night on the way home because I thought about stitching it, just, you know, like stitching on it in hand, because that banding, the ones that I have, it's kind of stiff, you know? And I thought, well, I can probably just stitch in hand using this. And then I thought, no, I'm going to try it in my hoop. Well, it worked like a dream in my hoop. So, yeah, that makes it just really nice. So much so like a dream that. And you were talking to Jean Lee, who sat next to you, and she just used a 4-inch hoop. And I've watched, you know, you were saying how that's what her preferred way to stitch is using a 4-inch hoop. And now I'm thinking I need a 4-inch hardwood hoop.
Yeah. No, that's what I said, such a small hoop. She says, yeah, I prefer that. She had this great big piece of linen that she was stitching on. And she said she just prefers using a small hoop when she stitches, and had her reader glasses. I'm sure they were heavy magnification. Mm-hmm. And she was just sitting there stitching on linen in a 4-inch hoop. And, yeah, it was – I thought, wow, you can't get any simpler than that other than in hand. But I was surprised because, you know, someone who owns a shop like that, you'd expect her to have a stand and a holder and a magnifier and everything. And, nope, just sitting there, just – listening to the lecture and stitching away, and yeah, it just looks so simple and relaxing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to, cause see, I have to, I feel like I have to have that light in the magnifier, but, I don't know.
Well, I asked her how heavy her glasses were because she was stitching. Oh, and we talked about this. She was stitching over one on 46 count that, and she was stitching Harriet Salt over one on 46 count. And I was like, how can you see that without a mag? And she goes, oh, my glasses. And I was like, yeah, but golly, over one, 46 count over one. Because sometimes, I'll be honest with you, Gary, when I'm stitching Sarah B., I'm stitching her on 46 count. And sometimes I have a hard time seeing it. And she said that her glasses were 5.0 magnification. Then Sherry Jones in front of me, the squirrel lady,
henceforth known as a squirrel lady.
She said that her glasses were 7.0 magnification.
Oh, I didn't even know you could get those.
She said she got them on Amazon.
Wow.
7.0. I tried them on, and I'll be honest with you, you had to look only one direction or I would get like
oh, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Don't walk
I
with those things on. You fall right over.
Yeah, that was magnified. But she was stitching over one on, I don't know if it was 46 count or higher, but boy, you could really see it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say this, too. I'm going to say this, too. I think I said it in one of our videos. I was shocked. I brought a light the first day because Gary and I both brought lights. I took mine home Friday night and never brought it back again. When they say Sassy Jack's classroom is bright, by golly, they are not lying. That is the best well-lit stitching area classroom I have ever had the opportunity to be in. You did not need a light at all. No.
When they did that, they put a lot of electric lights in, but then there's so much window space.
Yeah.
That the natural light. Yeah. No, that they when they redid that room and made it so it could be a classroom. The quilt shop next door and Kim, I mean, obviously they know what they're doing, but they put plenty of light in, so it makes it a great space. Yeah.
Just what a great experience. Kim and the gang just did. I mean, there was not anything that was not addressed. If you needed something, it was gotten for you. You know, if you needed help, they found it. Or if they couldn't answer your question, they would get Kim or somebody else to answer the question. Just a fabulous weekend. And I'm not just saying that to blow smoke. I'm being honest. It was just a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Claudia was a great lecturer. Didn't you feel like, and she's so, I think that what impressed me the most is I loved Bristol Samplers before I went, and her bristolsamplers.com website I had stumbled across last February and had read everything on there. So what she talked about in class was a lot of what's on her website just expanded. But I think that what is so impressive about her is that you can tell that she genuinely loves Bristol Samplers.
Yeah.
And she imparts that, and you can't help but get enthused and want to stitch every Bristol Sampler that's on the face of the earth. You know what I mean? Really? Yeah. I just have came away very enthused and like, yeah, I want to stitch all this stuff. And, you know, so Claudia did a fabulous job. Yeah.
She did. She really did a great job. And mm-hmm. She's going to be a guest. We're going to record a show with her in the next couple of weeks. So I don't know, within the next month, she'll be a Sunday guest, so we'll get to learn. I'm not going to ask her to repeat the Bristol Sampler lecture, but learn about her and how she got involved in her stitching and so on and so forth. And
right.
It was funny. She did the model for the sampler that has the ship on it, and she made a comment that she I did this just so you could know I could do the stitching part too. It was kind of funny. Yeah,
but she's been around a long time. Right. I didn't realize that Dutch Treat Designs was her, you know, but I've heard that name for a long, long, long time. I've been stitching a long time. So she's been around a long time and has done something. But what I was always impressed with is, you know, everybody thinks paper, stitching on perforated paper, ooh, poo, poo, poo. That's one of her big loves is stitching on collecting paper stitched items and designing or stitching on paper. And yeah. I found that very, very interesting.
Well, I will say when I did the video touring Vicky LaPiccolo Jennett's house out in Phoenix and mm-hmm. seeing her collection, of all the stuff that she has, all the antique samplers she has in her house and all the scissors and other accessories, all that stuff, and she has a tremendous amount of history in her house. The one that stands out for me is a little sampler that a boy stitched that she has, and it's stitched on perforated paper. And
is that right?
Yeah, and that one stands out for me. That's the one I remember, and I wish she would reproduce that because mm-hmm. that would be worth doing, stitching on perforated paper. And mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was a Bristol orphan or where she got it. I don't remember that. But, yeah, she has one, and it's, I don't know, 6x6, something like that. Not mm-hmm. real big, but, yeah, stitched by a boy on perforated paper. Yeah.
Well, I understand that Needlework Press, so Vicky, is they're trying to reproduce the antique paper because the antique perforated papers are much smaller than today's perforated papers. So they're trying to produce a perforated paper in a smaller count to mimic the antique paper products that they've collected in there.
Yeah.
You know, collected. And I think that Claudia's maybe like not like corresponding or like helping, you know, like they're talking. Well,
consulting.
You can tell that they were. Yeah. They're like, that's like the one thing that I came away with this weekend too, is that all of these ladies are like consulting with each other. You know, all the industry ladies that are in this like sampler type business consult with each other. And I think that's just, you know, they're in a lot of ways could be in competition with each other because they're selling products that are similar, you know what I mean?
Right,
to make their way in life. But they're consulting and asking opinions and stuff like that of each other. And what a wonderful exclamation point on just, again, how wonderful the needlework market can be and helpful and, you know, sharing and caring and fill in the blank. I just, that's another thing that I came away with this weekend is just how that I saw how that in work right in front of our eyes. So.
Yeah. No, it was, it's fun. Well, it's just fun and to get together for events like that. But, the talent that was in that room, it's just almost intimidating at times.
Right.
Yeah.
And not even like the well-known people, just people like you and I, you know what I mean?
They just show up and there's just some incredible talent. People have done amazing things.
Inspiring, definitely inspiring.
Yep. No, it was good. And as we said in one of the videos, if you can do it, get there. Cause it's a great town too. Restaurants, in the middle of the Smoky Mountains, so that it's not too hard to see good scenery, and especially for people like you and me from the flat. Well, Bloomington has a few hills, but in Illinois, as I say many times, our biggest hills are overpasses to freeways. So to get out there in the mountains and just driving in the mountains while challenging, it's still beautiful. It's quite an experience.
Right. Yeah. The glaciers didn't come to this part. There's a pocket of Indiana where the glaciers did not come, and it's here. It's here in Bloomington, and then south of Bloomington, kind of southeast of Bloomington, the glaciers didn't come. So Brown County is very well known for – it's actually an artist colony. T.C. Steele, who was a very famous oil painting, or I think he was a painter – I know that for a fact. I don't know if he did acrylics or oil. I think he did oils. But he lived in Brown County for a number of years, and there's several. They call Brown County the artist colony. Yeah. And but it's beautiful here, especially this time of year, and it's just starting to get some color around here. And we'll go over there, and I'll have to show you pictures. It really is. It's not, you know, Appalachian mountainous, but it is very, very Hill. I would guess Hilly. Hill and Dale. That's kind of what it, I mean, it's just up and down, up and down. There is no flat here in Bloomington, hardly at all, ever, anywhere. And, like I live on a ridge. And so, we're the highest spot in our little, my house is the highest spot in our subdivision. So, you know, it's not like I live on the side of a mountain, but it's, you know, we're hilly here. And that's what I was telling Keith on the way back last night. I said, you know, it's mountainous down there, but it's not flat. Like where we came from, Evansville, it's flat. It's a river valley. So, you know, it's down by the Ohio River and it's just flat. You know, there is some grade, I guess, to it, since we live in a valley, but it's just flat. Like, and I know northern Indiana is very flat because the glaciers came there, but not here. And did you know that Bloomington and the Bedford area, which is Lawrence County, I live in Monroe County and Lawrence County is to the south, we are very well known for limestone. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that. Mm-hmm.
Well, Biltmore is made. Keith and Ellie found this out when they were at Biltmore, is made from Indiana limestone. Aha!
There you go.
And there was a railroad made specifically, you know, because Vanderbilt was a railroad tycoon. There was a railroad line made specifically from Bloomington to the Biltmore.
Just to get the limestone for his house.
Just to get the limestone for his house. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So anyways, we are known worldwide for limestone, and I live from a quarry about, like, I walk through, Keith and I, when we do our evening walk, we walk through an old, defunct limestone quarry.
Yeah.
It's right, like, a quarter of a mile from
my house. They build a railroad to get limestone for their house. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. So, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't have anything to do with needlework, but it had to do with Asheville and area in general. Lots to do, lots of artists, a beautiful scenery. What's not to like? And so, yeah, you ever have a chance to go there? And it's not hard to get there. It's interstate all the way there. It's nice. The last little bit is kind of hairy, but other than that, it's easy to get to. A lovely area, good food.
Yep. Nice place to visit. Yep. All right. Sure coming up this weekend, Sunday, we have Ann Strike Kurz our guest. And interesting, needlepoint and other techniques. Fun conversation with her. And also coming up this weekend, two new hats designs. Yes, Vonna-sized hats designs. I think that needs to be a sales mark, Vonna-sized.
Well, did you hear Nicholas say that they now refer that to Vonna-sized?
Oh, I didn't hear that. No. Okay, so it already is a sales mark. Okay.
Yeah. Not for the sales, but to her stitchers. She's like saying, "I need this to stitch. What size is it? Is it Vonna-sized or Nicholas-sized?"
There we go.
It's a trade name.
Yeah, yeah. You need to register it. Yeah. But so two new ones, very nice, and I swore I wasn't gonna buy any more.
And he bought both.
And I bought both, yep.
And Harriet Salt.
And Harriet Salt, yeah.
Yep.
So those are coming up this weekend. Can't say their names or anything, but we can say they're coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you do a video with her down there?
No.
Or did you already have one done?
I have two more that I have to share from her. No, we never got to it.
Okay.
Next time, in Nashville.
But the two new ones, you already had a video for?
No, these are brand new. I didn't even know they existed till we got there.
Oh, you're talking about the cat ones.
Yeah, I have other ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I got to catch up here. Yep. Sorry.
So two new ones from her. And, that's it.
That's it?
That's all. Unless you have something else you want to talk about.
I don't have anything else. I've talked to you all weekend.
That's true. Yes. Yep. That's it then. Thanks for listening.
Alrighty.
WeTalkFiber.com to see all of the videos from the weekend. Also, while you're there, order up one or two needle minders. on the shop page.
Yeah, the new ones are so nice. I got mine in the mail a couple of weeks ago, and boy, well, I mean, the big ones are nice too, but the little guys are awful cute.
Yeah. So they're there. Yep.
Yeah.
And Strike occurs this Sunday, and either Arlene or Debbie next Wednesday. Not sure which.
Yeah. You need a break from Vonna for a while.
Been a while since we talked to them. They probably think I don't want to talk to them anymore, but I do. So that's coming up. All right. Thanks for listening. WeTalkFiber.com. Fiber Talk, maybe buy it. It gets you off the hook. And please mention Fiber Talk when you buy things, because we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.